I can't remember a day without soccer, to be quite honest.
Jared Barbosa is an elementary school guidance counselor, but he was raised by a pro soccer player, a Brazilian who competed all over the world before settling here in Nashua. Every Sunday, Barbosa comes here to the Dunstable soccer fields to play in an adult soccer league. 150 or so mostly Latino guys compete on different teams. They've been coming for years.
It's an eventful Sunday here when the adult league is playing because there's kids all over, there's family, there's food, there's music.
It was here, on one of these Sundays, he began to realize something was wrong. Kids were kicking soccer balls on the sidelines. Later, he'd see them dribbling in the street or doing tricks on basketball courts.
And seeing the level, the ability, the good players.
The problem was they weren't playing on organized teams. Barbosa and his brother, a college-level soccer coach, started asking around.
Well, it's too expensive.
Nelly Cirasso is just one of many parents whose kids were priced out of Nashua's club soccer scene. She grew up in Mexico and moved to Nashua 10 years ago. Her two kids are serious about soccer. They played for a while on the local rec team, but it was too informal. So she looked at the local club teams. But they run from $800 to $1,500 per kid per year, not including uniforms. Some offer financial aid, but the price tag itself can be a barrier. Today, Cirasso's kids play for a competitive club team run by the Barbosas. Cirasso watches her kids from the sidelines and banters with other parents.
I love the coach because he's strict, but he's nice, he's firm with the kids, and I think the kids, they need that.
This club costs $100 a year per kid. Siblings are half off, uniforms are included. The league has five teams, and last year, two of them won the state championships. The Latin and Hispanic International Football Association, or LIFA as it's called, consists mostly of boys and men of color. But anyone can join. Any skill level, race, gender, income, ability to pay is welcome.
Okay, last one. Chest, ready? Here we go.
The club is demanding. You can see it in the footwork. Even nine-year-olds fake each other out and pass to open players across the field. Giovanni Quintana is on the under-12 team.
They coach us hard. They don't want us to give up. They want us to be professional soccer players for, like, we could, like, get into the, like, professional leagues, like Barcelona and all of them. So that's why we train hard every single day.
One reason soccer clubs are so expensive is they pay professional coaches. Jared and Hayden coach at a professional level, but for this club, they do it for free. To pay for tournaments and field time, they put on fundraising events and appeal to local sponsors. On the one hand, it really is about soccer, but it's also about something else.
Kids are 400% more likely to go to college. Those who participate in extracurricular activities year-round are 400% more likely than kids who don't at all to go to college. 400%. I'm going to take that stat and run with it.
Professional soccer was the Barbosa's dad's ticket out of poverty in Brazil. College soccer was these brothers' ticket to economic mobility in America. Jared says low-income kids should have a right to participate in high-level sports. To make sure they succeed, he gets to know players' school teachers, their parents.
You get really involved in these kids' lives.
Yes, really involved. And so invested. I mean, I can't even, like, sometimes I'm driving home after practice, I can't even, like, think, you know, I love these kids, man.
Barbosa won't let America's pay-to-play system price his community out of the American dream. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin.